So we are walking up the ramp to escape from the echoing sound of people talking about photo books. And I am walking with Justine Ellis.
Justine Ellis, yes, from Perimeter Books.
Hey, do you have an official title? Make one up.
Co-director.
Co-director, very good. Yep. Co-director with whom?
Co-director. With my husband, Dan Rule.
Right.
Yep.
So did you start the company together?
We did, yes. We started it together. We've been publishing for a really long time under various guises and making many mistakes since 2001. We opened the bookstore Perimeter Books, when was that, in 2011. And that just happened by chance. A friend had a big shop space and she wanted to sublet the front of it out. So we thought that would be a great opportunity. But the following year, we started publishing under the name Perimeter Editions with a focus on art, visual art. I have a very strong interest in photography, so that comes through where there's a lot of photo books that we've produced. We really like photo books, and it's a prominent part of the shop. I think we sell, or we stock, about 70% photo books, and the rest architecture, design, and art.
And what's your own background? Did you study photography?
I studied media arts. I wanted to be a film director, which just seems ridiculous now. So I studied media arts, and this course is really practical, and I really, really enjoyed it. But it was quite varied as well. So we worked with 16mm film and photography, and I love the photography. Started working for a few production companies while I was studying and just hated being a minute nothing amongst many older men, which is predominantly the industry. And so photography is what I took away from my course.
So you're telling me that you went into photography to escape from the prevalence of men?
Yeah, I guess so.
That puts you in a club of one.
I know, I was like, I don't want to work with other people. I'll just do something myself. Yeah, and I sort of kept it very much as a hobby. I didn't really have a lot of confidence in my own work. I guess I fear criticism. So I didn't really push my work that much, but just fell in love with other people's work and wanted to work with other artists, and publishing books is just the perfect way to do so.
So yeah. How did you make the transition from shop to publisher?
Well, we were actually publishing first. We were publishing in 2001, Dan and I and two of our friends, graphic designers, that studied graphic design, and we were all creative and frustrated that we couldn't get our own work out there. And then a few people dropped out, both the graphic designers dropped out, and Dan and I started publishing under the name Erm, and they were much more regimented, like formatted books. We were trying to create a series, so it was a lot easier because we knew the format, we knew the paper stock, we knew how much it would be, they were all the same pages. And then that got really boring very quickly. So at the time, I think we published our seventh Erm book as Perimeter opened, and that was when we decided we really wanted to publish. Like, there was this amazing work that we were across that just didn't follow that format, and we were like, well, let's stick with Perimeter and start a new imprint.
What's the photographic scene in... You're based in Melbourne. In Melbourne, but in Australia more broadly, like?
It's difficult. It's not as recognised as other art forms in Australia. So there's, like, only two dedicated galleries to photography and not a lot of collectors. So it's very hard to get your work out there. It's very hard to be supported. So
where's the centre of photography in Australia?
Oh, it'd have to be I'd have to say it's probably Melbourne.
somehow I knew you were
going to
say that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the photography scene and predominantly the small self-published photo book scene, because that seems to be the best medium for people to get their work out there, is really sort of coming out of Melbourne. There are numerous small independent fairs. And, yeah, I mean, they're well attended, but everyone wants a book. Everyone has a camera on, you know, their phones these days, so people feel like they can just produce whatever they like, whenever they like, which is fantastic because that is achievable. But it is it's a hard slog, and I think a lot of people don't really realise the dedication that's required. Like, once something's printed, it doesn't end there, and a lot of people tend to give up. So they have the launch and they're like, oh great, book's done or whatever, sit back, put their feet up, and it's kind of just the beginning. I mean, you need to get it distributed, you need to get it out there, you need to travel, to show people, to send it to people, and getting those connections and those networks is quite difficult because Australia is so remote, which is why Dan and I dedicate ourselves to travelling internationally.
The busker is starting up over there with his music, and is, I think, maybe if we sort of wander away from him.
Fair enough.
The sound of the waves. We could actually be in the Bahamas or something.
Yeah, I know. It's gorgeous.
Yes, so it's interesting you say, yes, it's remote. Do you think the photography scene looks more towards Asia, or do you think it's still predominantly the States and Europe?
Well, there's such a rich history in Europe and in America, but America has its own sort of, almost, in my eyes, rigid format. Whereas I think European photography seems that it can be more abstract. And art in general is talked about over the dinner table in Europe. In Australia, it's sport or nothing. So no one talks about art. It's not part of the conversation.
Except in Melbourne.
Yeah,
presumably.
Of course. Well, except in my home.
Yes.
But yeah, every time I come to Europe, I always feel like I'm discovering another layer, that there's always a lot more.
But you do, in some senses, introduce your authors to an international readership.
Definitely, that's our aim. Our aim is to sort of get, Australia out there. But also at the same time, while we're doing all this travelling, we meet international artists that we get along really well with, we have a great rapport, and end up working with and introducing them to Australia. So it works both ways.
So would you encourage UK photographers to send you their work?
Yes, I would. I would.
Really?
Yes, I would. I mean, we get a lot of submissions, and we're not really a submission-based publisher, but we always like to keep an eye out. We'd like to meet people. We'd like to go to shows. And, you know, that's how we start following someone. You know, if there's work that we like, we'll keep an eye on them and we'll see what they're doing, and, hang out. Then that's something that is always a possibility. Yeah, I mean, that's how we've worked with many designers as well. I mean, we met Wayne Daly, who has just finished up working for the AA London at the book fair, and he was running the stand for AA, I think it was in 2012 in New York, and we sort of just bumped into him and then saw him again the next fair and sort of chatting, and just really loved his work, and now we're working together, which is fantastic. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Anything's possible.
Exactly.
Thanks very much.
You're more than welcome.